The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I know you're really big on guy may never be the same thing. Andrew Luck, another surgery. It's going to be 3 months before he can throw again.
Yeah.
I'm starting to worry that the beating he's taken might be wearing this guy down a little bit.
I'm sure it is. I would guess being an Indy on that team has shortened his career by at least a year. But had he been on a decent team, there really isn't another team in the league that puts more of a workload on one guy. The focus of the talk on the All-Star game has been Russell Westbrook. The bigger story is the Eastern Conference All-Star team. If you looked at the 10 guys who were voted starters, I think the next five guys I would take are all Western Conference guys.
It's Cleveland and everybody else because it's LeBron and everybody else.
Yeah. The sixth man in the Western Conference is better than the second man in the East. The game itself doesn't even interest me.
It's a dunk fest is all it is. I never enjoyed watching it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can text the show at 713-780-3776 out here at Sam Houston Race Park for opening night. And it is now time for 50-cent beer. So if you're here, you can get in on the 50-cent beer. Saw Chris Whitmire wandering around here of Whitmire's. So pretty cool group of people out here. But weather permitting, I would say if you're in a bad spot right now, don't mess with it. We'll be out here a lot.
Okay.
But if you're close by, come on out here. Somebody says pouring in League City. The east side's getting nuked. My wife texted me to tell me downtown is about to be flooded, so... But out here, like I said, it's been pretty light, and I think we're okay, but we'll see. And as of now, the race is still on the turf course, but if that big storm does come through, that would probably change that. But they will run the races unless there's lightning, and they'll delay it until the lightning's gone. They've done that before, but unless there's a tornado or just completely unsafe conditions, which rarely happens, they will be running.
Yeah.
So if you can get here, come on out. Tracy asking, who's the hottest first lady to you guys? My vote by far is Mrs. Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I would say so, although I...
Come on.
The one I would make a case for, I'll still take Trump, but I would make a case for Jackie O.
Oh, Melania's way hotter than Jackie O.
She was 60s hot, though, which is...
I don't care about that.
I liked it. I liked it.
This one now, I mean...
She's a...
Come on. Listen, who... I would guess this is the only first lady that anyone's, like, pleasured themselves to.
I'm telling you, Jackie O, I have.
Really?
Yeah. That black and white, man, a little old black and white grainy films. So
Jackie O wasn't even, like, she wasn't even the top 10 hottest chicks that JFK was banging.
No, like. But I mean, we're talking about first lady.
What about Nancy Reagan?
Young Nancy Reagan was pretty hot.
No, elderly Nancy Reagan.
I still would have.
Right.
But no, I have a winner.
Okay.
Why? What are you guys? They're over here looking at me like, oh, my God. Of course you would. You might break your hip, but of course you would. That's, we've had that discussion many times. If they're famous enough and I want to have that famous pelt on my wall.
Yeah.
I'll go gray. I have no embarrassment.
Barbara Bush gray?
That one never appealed to me.
No.
She looks too much like a grandmother.
She looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid to me.
A little bit.
It's not for me.
No, me either. All right.
I bet she was nice in her day. But
yeah, but I never saw her.
Not my style.
I just saw her looking
good. I've only known her as an old lady.
Yeah. All right. We did not get to do this last segment, so let's go ahead and do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, just notice both Travis and Chris Whitmire in the house, and there is Whitmire's here on track. You can buy their stuff here.
I see they're carrying it around with them.
Yeah. See, that's a perfect way to do it. Go out
I
there.
I noticed they didn't carry any over our way.
Yeah, well.
It's disappointing.
It's a little disappointing. They usually take care of us. I don't understand what happened. All right, here's your gem of the day. A Florida man, of course.
All right.
Was arrested this week.
All right.
Accused of burglarizing his neighbor's home. Here's how he tried to cover it up. He reported his own break-in to 911. He committed the crime while the homeowner was in the hospital for 5 days. That's pretty scummy. When the victim returned to his home, he found computers, jewelry, and a set of leather snakehead bracelets missing. Who has leather snakehead bracelets?
First of all, who has them? Secondly, who's stealing them?
I have no idea.
Like, if I went into a house to steal stuff, and I saw that the person I was burglarizing had snakehead bracelets, I would think they were some kind of voodoo wizard or something.
Yeah,
I'd be out of there. I'm out on that.
They're totally going to go Red Witch on you. But apparently he told the homeowner, been around the neighborhood, asking people if they saw anything. And he told the guy what had been taken. The next day, the snakehead bracelets are returned. He says he bought them from someone in the neighborhood. Now that's going to raise a red flag because who the hell is going to buy snakehead bracelets?
I don't know.
But the deputies looked into the case further. They realized that it was the criminal who had called 911 to report that the victim's home was unsecured.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if this is a brilliant way to cover up a crime or a really dumb one.
Did it work?
It did not work, so.
Seems pretty dumb to me.
That's okay. Sometimes it's just like coaching. You make a decision. It looks like a good decision on the surface, and it doesn't work out. I kind of think it was dumb, but. It also, wouldn't it lessen suspicion?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I think he could have gone about it a better way.
Well, regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Somebody asking, he's down the street. We'll be there after 7. You still got to be there. I'm going to leave after the show tonight because I have to be back here tomorrow, and we'll be here quite a bit tomorrow. But we'll have to see. If Stormageddon comes in, I might be stuck.
Yeah.
And darn, I'd have to stay here and bet on the ponies. That would be just be awful.
Yeah.
I'd hate for something like that to happen. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. Yeah, I'm going to go with this guy's an idiot.
Did we didn't talk about yesterday at the press conference with Tito and Chael, did we?
Well, we did talk about it briefly. I don't know. We might have talked about it off air. I don't know if we got into it on air.
John, do you have the audio of that by chance? What's that? Oh, okay. Well, basically what was said, and it's a low blow, but I'm going to go with it's acceptable.
Right. I think it's fair.
Tito was talking about how Chael runs his mouth to get opportunities, using his mouth to get his opportunities. Chael said, the only person I know that made money using their mouth was his ex-wife, talking about Jenna Jameson.
Former porn star or still current porn star?
I hope former. She looks like hell. But, I don't know. She said she responded on Twitter and said, first dumb thing I've heard Chael say. It's like stating the sky is blue and expecting that to be a revelation. And she actually did say, I'm liking my ex more and more before this fight. Hashtag war Tito. All is fair in war. I like how Tito responded. Gives me hope we can someday be friends again. And then she said, trust. I think Chael is a gifted man when it comes to his mouthpiece. Not hard to beat Tito verbally. To everyone thinking Chael's remark at the press conference for his fight with Tito bothered me, it didn't. He stated the obvious.
All right.
I mean, it's kind of true. She did make
a
lot of money with that mouth.
Well, and that's not all.
I mean, no.
That was just part of her game. A really good part of her game.
Right.
But, yeah. Good for her, though, having
it's so sad to see her, like, her before and, like, past and now pictures.
Yeah.
She was so hot back in the day, and now it's like it's a total disaster.
I've found that's one of the things that I really hate is when I see a picture of somebody now that used to be really hot and then just went way downhill fast.
Well, and I mean, listen, This happens to women. Women get old and ugly. It's inevitable. But when the plastic surgery does it, at least get old and ugly gracefully. That's the way to do it.
Although I've seen a lot of women who have held up very well.
It can happen.
Yeah,
but if you over plastic surgery, it's never a good thing.
Then the skin starts hanging down your chin, and you know it looks like a beard.
It's not good.
That never works.
It's
like crawling over their eyes.
You start to look like she actually looks like some sort of swamp lizard monster.
Yeah, she does.
It's just times have not been good to her.
And you know, then they grow beards and chin hair and all kinds of stuff. But you know how you get rid of all that?
How?
Harry's Razors.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, you can. That's the great thing about Harry's Razors is they will get in those hard places to get to. If you're having some problem with that skin, guess what? A Harry's Razor is going to work very well. And the cool thing about them, they started this company because big razor companies were just jacking the prices up on you, making you pay a bunch of money, making you have to go to the store and unlock the thing just to get in. And that's crazy. What Harry's does, they made their own factory, they made quality blades, and they saved you a bunch of money because they sell them directly to you over the internet. You don't have to go anywhere. They're going to come to you. And because they take less profit, the prices, they're great. Just $2 a blade compared to $4 you'd pay anywhere else. They work great for those hard-to-reach places, and they had quality blades before. They've upgraded them. They're even better, and they didn't raise the price. And, guys, I'm telling you, if you've not tried these, they're convenient, they're great. No matter where you're shaving, you're going to love them. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right, free. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer to the Blitzers, go to harrys.com right now and you enter code FOWER. Guess what? You're going to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code FAOUR.
Take me to church, shower, like a dog at the shrine of
a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I'll tell you what, all my degenerate friends are here.
The whole crew.
Lawyer Dave's here. Rocket Rosen's here. Tam and Marcella are here. All my favorite degenerates. So, and the Whitmires are running around.
Yes.
So it's going to be a fun night. All right. We are The Blitz. Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by...
The Glass Doctor. I'm sitting in front of this glass into an empty studio. I'm staring at Bengi the Sex Bear here, and I'm brought to you by The Glass Doctor. They're experts in auto, home, and glass and business mirrors. They are 24/7 emergency service, calling the Glass Doctor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Even on weekends and holidays, they have upfront pricing. They'll let you know how much the repair or replacement price will be before they even begin. And they have the qualified experts. So you can call the Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirror. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right.
Thank you, John. That was an excellent read.
That might have been your best one yet.
You're a true pro.
I think you've got this down, man. You're nailing this. So congratulations.
Why, thank you, sir.
And I feel like if I need my pain fixed, I know where to go.
Yeah.
I didn't know before.
There's only one place to go, I think.
Exactly. All right, I have a little news for you, AJ. Guess who is ahead of schedule in his recovery?
J.J. Watt.
Indeed.
Your favorite guy. You know how much I like hearing that he's ahead of schedule? Not at all. If I were him, I'd want to come back well after schedule.
Yeah. There's no reason to
rush. Take your time.
Yeah, well, he's got to get back on his steroid cycle, too,
right? We've learned. Oh, stop that.
What?
I mean, I would never say such a thing, but
okay.
If you want to, I guess you can.
Well, I'm speculating. I mean, that's what we do, right? We speculate. Roy says, Jackie O is such a lame old man answer. I've yet to see pictures of Jackie doing something with a chick like Melania.
That's true.
Well, keep in mind, this was the 60s, man. They didn't have all those. It was 20 years later before we knew that JFK was hooking up with Marilyn Monroe.
It's because we didn't have Twitter back then.
I know. If we'd had Twitter, she would have been Instagramming from whatever room in the White House they were doing it in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like, hashtag banging the president. I think that's what it would have been.
Like that chick who posted the picture of her with Julian Edelman while he was sleeping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they
just bagged the prez.
Or that one of the girl that posted the picture of Gronk with a roommate.
Yeah.
Gronk getting stuff out of the refrigerator. See, it would have been so much more fun then if we'd had those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're missing the point on with Twitter is that and Instagram and things like that. Is that
everybody longs for the good old days, but there's some good things about modern technology.
There's a lot of good things about modern technology. I honestly, I wish I'd been born 20 years later because I can't wait to see what kind of technology we're going to have then, and I probably won't live for it. But, I still want the flying car. We never got the flying car.
I've been hearing more about, the tube that you see at the bank teller, like you put your paperwork in the tube, you send them the tube.
Yeah.
Supposedly there's some students that are trying to come up with a way to make like a tunnel with a tube in it that can get you like 60 miles in 10 minutes.
Wouldn't that be like a subway?
I don't think the subway can go that fast.
Well, there's high-speed trains that can go that fast. You can put them underground. Isn't that
kind of
what
it is?
So.
I don't know, but I like the idea of being in a tube. And just being swished to where I want to go.
We also have a thing called an airplane that does that.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's too much. It's too much trouble for that.
Yeah, well, that's because you always have all these horrible.
Yeah, airline travel is a nightmare.
Carrizo says, "Wow, we know a guy in common. I know Rocket Rosen well. Small world. Yeah, Rocket. I've known since the track opened '94, and terrific dude. Like I said, this is pretty cool. I'm."
You're amongst your people.
I am, and it makes me happy. Man, pretty much everything makes me happy these days.
But you're a happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah, it's
very few things make me happy.
Even the textures don't piss me off anymore.
Well, that's because you blocked all the ones that you don't like.
No, but even the ones that are that just spout nonsense and ask the same questions over and over, it's just like, okay, I'm just not going to even deal with it. I've only muted a couple numbers.
Okay,
it's the same guys that say the same thing. So I don't ever see what theirs are. I just get a blank screen. That's if I even click on them. And right now, the internet's kind of gone wonky, so I can't even read them. I'm trying.
Oh, sorry.
But this is what happens is about this time when all these people get here and get on.
Yeah, everything does kind of slow down.
So
just have to start carrying our own internet again.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to
that. But that stuff also never works, so.
Well, it used to work great.
Yeah.
But
great might be an overstatement.
Well, I don't know what happened to it, but it's been about 3 years since we've even been able to use that thing.
Yeah.
We tried a couple times.
I think we probably haven't upgraded the technology in 3 years, and that's probably why it doesn't work out so well.
See, that's the problem. Technology keeps growing, and we're not growing with it.
No.
We need to grow with it.
Hard times.
Hey, I know you don't watch the show. And, John, did you ever watch the season of Sherlock?
I watched the episode one.
Okay. I won't spoil anything then, but episode two is one of the best ones I've ever seen.
Really?
In a series that has consistently been great.
And you said you said episode three was the best of the season, didn't you?
Well, no. It's episode three, technically. Episode two is them talking about the show. So
Really
count. So there's only three real episodes. But the middle episode, the last 15 minutes of that episode, was like, I mean, everything happened, and there was, you thought it was over, and it's like, that's a wow moment. Well, here's another one. And then the last one has been getting a lot of criticism because people didn't like it. And I thought it was pretty good. There was no way it was going to be as good as the one before.
Right.
But I will say this, and I'll be curious, John, when you watch it, it felt like the end of the series. It felt like they weren't going to, I thought they were supposed to do more. I know those two guys like doing that show, but they're such big stars now. I mean, Doctor Strange and The Hobbit and everything else.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep going back and doing something like that. But it was a much happier type show than, because there's a lot of dark stuff in this show. And it's a very not a happy ending necessarily, but it's an upbeat show. And I think that's what threw people off. But I liked it. I think... the acting and writing on the show are just through the roof. And I know that the people criticizing the last one, I can see them saying, oh, well, it wasn't as good as the episode before it. But I'm not sure there's many episodes in that series that are better than the one before it. And that's just, that happens.
I've never got into it.
Yeah, it's, I'm a little surprised because it has all the things that you always appreciate, which is great writing and great acting and a compelling storyline.
It has British accents, right?
Yeah, and that tends
that's one thing that automatically makes me
out. It tends to
out.
Throw you off, yes.
Yeah. Like, I have to fight through it on Game of Thrones. I don't know why they have to have those accents on Game of Thrones. Why can't – I don't know. I guess it makes it feel more authentic, old world, but I still don't like that.
Yeah. Like Jon Snow with the whatever it is, Irish or Scottish. I get them confused. But that was – and especially early on, the accents were really strong. I think if you kind of go back and listen to those versus the way they do them now, they're still obviously British, but it's not nearly as crazy.
I've been watching this show called The Selection.
Yeah.
Where they took 20, like, regular civilian people and put them into a military school, like a special ops school.
Yeah.
And, like, after like 5 or 6 days there, they were down to 5 guys. And I mean, like, it just shows how brutal it is, really, and how ill-equipped the average Joe is to just come in and do this stuff. But it's down to 5 people. Like the last couple of episodes, the same 5 guys have made it. They're not dropping out. And they're all banged up. Their feet are messed up. I mean, it's a nightmare. But they're hanging in there. I like that. And then I've been watching. I've watched the first episode of Six, which is about SEAL Team 6, and it's got Boyd Crowder in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bet you
that
might like it.
That sounds interesting, yeah. I'll check that out. I'm going to be on that Outsiders. I think that starts back next Tuesday.
And I've recorded Taboo, and I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
It's an FX show. It's got Tom Hardy, supposedly really good. I haven't watched it yet, though, but it's on my DVR.
Yeah,
it's to be watched.
I've had a lot of people tell me about that. I was kind of waiting until you or John watched it before I made a decision.
Yeah.
703 says that tube transportation thing you're talking about is legit. He's a mechanical engineer and worked on a project for it in school.
Man, I would like to do that.
It says it's based on magnetic levitation technology, similar to some trains in China, and can go up to 600 miles an hour.
See?
Says the problem is building infrastructure to withstand G-forces as powerful as that speed and space to build infrastructure. That does seem like that would take a lot.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Think about how long would it take, like, if we wanted to go from here to New Orleans, for example. Like, what's the mileage there?
It's got to be, I'm guessing it's an hour, tops.
I mean, it would have to be tops an hour.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how
because
awesome that would be?
Basically, the flight. Which
if
is
it's
also
600 miles an hour, it'd be like half an hour. That's 350 miles. It's a little. It's going to take like 36 minutes.
All right. We got to tell you about Blue Apron. But, John, can we do this when we come back? Because we're about to do the national anthem. So, can we go to break and we come back? We'll tell you about Blue Apron. All right.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, about Blue Apron. And if you're staying in tonight, cooking something up, this is what you should be using. And they've got great ingredients. They've got great recipes. I love these. My wife loves making them. You can make all of them in 40 minutes or less. Easy step-by-step recipe cards, pre-portioned ingredients. So easy, even I can do it. And it's less than $10 per person per meal. And it feeds my household quite a bit. And, AJ, I know it feeds yours.
Absolutely. And it's great because you've got 2 people in your house. I've got 4. They can customize it to whatever you need the meals to feed, however many people you got. They got you covered on that. Less than $10 per person per meal. It's flexible. You can make everybody in your house happy. It's a really great thing. Check out this week's menu. Get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park. We're getting close to the opener here at 7:10 tonight. And track condition is muddy. Turf course is firm. They will race on the turf unless they get significantly more rain. And I don't know if that's going to happen, at least not for a while, because it looks like that storm that was heading this way is sort of slowed down. You know what else I'm so happy about, AJ?
What's that?
Singing Woman is back.
Oh, yes. The national anthem lady.
Yes.
It is a sight to behold. If you've not seen it before live, it's something that you have to see. It's a great part of the experience here at Sam Houston.
It is.
So when the anthem comes on, that's something to look for.
Yeah. And, you know, one of these days I think we should play it live on air. So
maybe so.
So our listeners can hear what we hear.
Take a microphone over there. That'd be very difficult, but it would be fun.
Yeah, yeah. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. Somebody says 600 is top speed. It would not always be traveling that fast.
Oh, okay.
But I wonder what that would feel like if you're in an enclosed area going that fast, like looking at the walls, if that wouldn't give you vertigo or whatever. I bet you they'd have to put it where you couldn't see.
Yeah, Eugene says the tube you're talking about is Hyperloop. That's what I am talking about. Two companies are working on that right now, L.A. to San Francisco in half an hour.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. But the problem is, especially like in that Bay Area, one earthquake, what happens if you're in that tube?
It was nice knowing you.
Yeah, I don't want to be
involved in that. Your family gets a nice payday. Hell, I didn't like being under the – when we were in that BART last year.
Yeah.
I didn't like going under that bay.
No.
Because all it takes is one. You know who else was here? Henry Thomas just swung by.
Yeah, Henry Thomas is here.
Tanya, this is a star-studded group here tonight. And always fun to see everybody out here. And starting to get a good crowd now. And just excited as hell to have racing back here at Sam Houston Race Park. And my favorite Patriots fans here now, too. So everybody's happy.
Who's your favorite Patriots fan?
My buddy Kevin over there just walked by. Yeah, I pretty much know everybody around here.
Yeah.
I love it.
My favorite Patriots fan, Giselle.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. He's walked off now. I can agree with you on
that. Yeah, okay. Good. I thought you might.
I had a couple other things I kind of wanted to get to. But the one story we didn't really get to follow up on was with the Chiefs losing. There was a lot of talk in Kansas City about can you win with Alex Smith.
Right.
And I mean, Andy Reid said the right things. That he believes you can win with Andy he believes you can win with Alex Smith, and that he's a quarterback who can get them where they want to go. When he was asked, he said, "Do I think we can win with Alex? Yeah, we were right there." The Chiefs are a pretty darn good football team. They had some key injuries here late, as almost everybody does. In your opinion, are they a Super Bowl team with Alex Smith at
quarterback? No, they are. Probably the best of the teams that I would say don't have much of a chance to win a Super Bowl. But, I mean, especially given that when they built that team, they built it around their offense being Jamaal Charles.
Right.
And they had a generational talent in Jamaal Charles who now we don't know if he's ever going to be healthy again. I mean,
right. And he really hasn't been healthy for much of his career.
Yeah,
right?
It's getting to be too much of a pattern with the guy. And if you don't have him, the rest of that offense just isn't – it's just not good enough. I mean, Spencer Ware was a nice fill-in, but there's no mistaking. He's not Jamaal Charles. You know, he's not that kind of a weapon. And Alex Smith is nice, but he's just not – he's not there.
Yeah, and I just think – I don't know. I thought they were the third-best team in the AFC after Derek Carr got hurt and the Raiders fell apart. But I thought the gap between them and the Steelers and Patriots was, I don't want to say significant, but there was clearly a gap there. It didn't mean they couldn't beat the Steelers. Now, I don't think they would have had any chance against the Patriots.
Right.
Matchup-wise, I think they're different kind of teams. But I like Alex Smith, but unless you find the equivalent of Jamaal Charles, I don't think they're ever quite going to get to a Super Bowl with this group. Which is a shame because it's a pretty darn good team, and it's been a consistent team since Andy Reid's been there. But it also kind of sounds a lot like Andy Reid's Philadelphia teams.
Right.
Kind of in the mix every year, never quite good enough, and I think they had a better quarterback in Donovan McNabb than what Alex Smith is.
Well, and here's kind of the other thing is when you consider where Alex Smith, where he is as far as cap hit and things like that, most teams that are contending teams have a bigger number next to their quarterback's name on their cap hit than the Chiefs do.
Yeah.
He's just not – he's not an expensive quarterback relative to the other contenders. So, I mean, with the exception of Tom Brady, who just takes a discount every year just to be on the Patriots.
Right.
And you, most teams don't have that luxury. But so it's very difficult to build the team that they've built around Alex Smith if Alex Smith is paid like a franchise quarterback. So they've got two options then. You can either hope that you can win with Alex Smith, or you can go out and try to find a better quarterback, pay more money for a better quarterback, and have to take parts from the rest of the team. And you know, that's not necessarily going to work either.
No.
So they're in a tough spot because I think Alex Smith is really good. You know, I just don't think that he's the kind of quarterback who can put that offense on his back and carry him. And with the rest of that offense, they need someone who can. He's just not him.
And I still think they'll be good again next year because they are every year. But it is kind of a tough situation. It's kind of like Cincinnati with Andy Dalton.
It's very similar.
Yeah, what do you do? I mean, like, he's good enough to get you there.
How many guys are available better than Andy Dalton or Alex Smith? The answer is none.
Well, and the ones that are, you're not going to get.
Right. So what do you do? You're in that no man's land where it could be way worse. You know,
Brock,
it could be way worse. So at least when you've got Alex Smith or you've got Andy Dalton, your team is competitive. You've got a chance to do something come playoff time. If you're much worse than them, I mean, it takes a lot to even be that. We saw that with the Texans. You have to have you have to play in a horrible division. You have to have a fantastic defense. A lot of things just have to fall your way. It's just tough to do, man.
What was that, John?
Allied Outdoor Solutions, he wants me to tell you about, Fred. One day the weather's going to be nice enough to go outside into your backyard. I promise you.
No, it's never happened.
It is. It's going to happen one day. And when that day comes, you're not going to want to go out there and see an old ugly patio or a grayed out pool deck looking rough. You can't have people over with that. That's where Allied Outdoor Solutions come in. They can renovate that area with carved stone overlay, which gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than what real stone costs. They stand behind it with a 7-year warranty, and if your backyard's currently a blank slate, they'll build it from the ground up. From a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of, they'll help you on residential and commercial projects, and they'll help you hang on to some money as well. Several monthly payment options, including 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, no wonder so many people have great things to say about Allied. They're the Best Picks Report certified each of the last 4 years. This is a legit company. It's a legit product. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. Check out what they can do for your backyard. Or check out the photo gallery of the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're driving around in this mess right now. You're in a car. You bought it maybe a year ago. You got a car payment. We know you have a car payment because everybody has a car payment. Well, how about you could reduce that payment? And does it cost you anything to do this? And the reason you can reduce it is because when you made that great deal at the dealership, it wasn't so great. They hosed you. They make a lot of profit on your loan. They mark up your rate. And sometimes 2 to 3 points over what you really qualify for. Well, if you go to slashmypayments.com and let those guys take over for you, guess what? AJ lowered his. We've had listeners drop their rates from as high as 9% down to 3%. They are going to get you the rate you deserve, save you a bunch of money. Why would you not do that?
It doesn't make any sense not to. And I'm telling you, just the other day, a blitzer from a 14.3 to a 6.8 payment went
That's
down
amazing.
Over $100 a month. And they can do that for you too, man. If you feel like maybe you're paying more than you should have, chances are you probably are. Even if you think you got a good number, what's it going to hurt to check and see if it can be better? If it saves you 10, 12, 20 bucks a month, no harm in that, right? That's another beer or two you can buy at the bar. Why not? Check out SlashMyPayments.com. So easy, so simple. Takes just a few minutes. SlashMyPayments.com. Enter our code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you're on your way to saving some money. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's SlashMyPayments.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities. We'll have all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at only $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. And we are out here at Sam Houston Race Park, and nice crowd here for opening night. 50-cent beer. You're talking about how much money you can save with Slash My Payments?
Oh, yeah.
You could buy a lot of beer. Imagine how many 50-cent beers you could buy if you go to SlashMyPayments.com.
That's a good idea.
Hey, there you go. See, this, like how I tied those two things together?
Yeah, very wise of you.
All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
They did it in bits. So, no. So you can't go to that and say, oh, because that's the worst kind of fan mentality.
Excuse me.
That beer doing that for you?
Yeah.
If we were down to one radio station in this city, I would be willing to bet Jong's life on would own the one station. Gal Media.
My life? Why not yours?
He doesn't want to do that.
No.
Oh, man.
Yours has more value. You're younger. let's try Brian real quick. What's up, Brian? Brian.
Hello.
Hey, Sports
Guys,
Brian.
Sports.
What's up?
Guys, move fast. We're trying to get as many people on as we can here. Let's try Michelin Man. Okay.
Hey, sports.
You're on. No, you're not. Okay. So much for that.
I don't like this.
All right, no more calls. So, John, should I be worried that my cough button is flashing and that during the break both my on button and my off button were on?
Also consider he spilled coffee on that earlier in the
day. Oh, okay.
So,
that's
yes.
Probably what happened.
You should be concerned.
Yeah, concerned.
Well, let me see if the cough button works. Is this working? No, it's not.
Nope.
All right.
Uh-oh.
We'll have to get that fixed. Take it out of AJ's check.
Oh, boy. You can get our beer in Lubbock, Midland, Odessa, Amarillo now. So.
In Lubbock?
Yes, sirree.
That means this beer could be getting a sorority girl laid sometime.
And pregnant.
In the next, yeah, could be getting her pregnant sometime in the next week.
Let's hope so.
That feels good, right?
Hell yeah.
That feels good. There are a few things that feel better than getting a sorority girl pregnant. I can tell you that.
Is it a sex tape? If
I think they technically called it a sex tape.
Say that. Am I allowed to say that?
You did.
You already did, and okay. John's too drunk to dump you, so you're fine.
Okay.
Bangy the Sex Bear is probably going to be in use.
I don't like that.
No. Manny, the security guard for the San Diego Chargers game, thinks doing it at work is okay. But who
I better
has,
not name
who,
names.
Who has a long enough show?
How long's the Mighty Gwynn on the air every day?
Because
doesn't he do multiple shows?
Yeah, but not that long. Sean's here for a very
Sean
long time.
Sean Salisbury's on for a long time.
No, Sean's here for 6 hours.
But Sean's already, like, shown his penis off to people. Like, he's willing to do things like that, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, guys.
It's a long story.
I was about to transition into this, and I just...
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Yeah, there's nothing like stories about masturbating at work.
Yeah.
To make for a good week. Actually, it's been a fun week, and Monday we'll be out at the Saltgrass and Sugarland with Quentin Demps, so that'll be fun. And, come on out to Sam Houston Race Park. It looks like the weather is going to be fine here. A little rain, but nothing serious. And first race goes off at 7:10. And going to be a fun meet. Very excited about coming out here. I'm going to be out here a lot. We're doing a bunch of shows here. I'll also be out here on Saturday nights. I will actually be here tomorrow night. So if you are if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, I'll be up in the ESPN section from 6 until 8. And anybody's welcome to come by there and hang out. You know, if you won the tickets, obviously you get the tables and the food and the cool stuff. But if you didn't, that's all right. You can still come hang out with us. And, you know, you want some tips on betting or want to BS and talk about the Blitz, that's what I'm here for. So come on up. We'll have a few adult beverages and watch the races then. And we don't have a lot. I mean, this is not a very long meet for the Thoroughbreds. We only go do this through March. So if you want to get a chance to see Thoroughbred racing in person, which it's always better in person.
You're looking live, folks.
I mean, yeah, it's like, what's better, sex or watching porn?
Sex.
You'd rather participate, right?
Yeah.
That's why live racing is better. So, and don't get me wrong, simulcasting, all right, it's fine. It's like porn. But you self-pleasure. But come out here and see the horses in person and bet on them. That's sex.
Okay.
At least in my mind. I may have a horse racing problem if I am comparing live horse racing to sex.
Yeah, I think you do, but that's all right.
Well, I've had this problem for a long time. And, well, I won't say it turned out okay.
Right.
I haven't turned out to be a serial killer or a murderer or a bad person. I mean, I'm not a great person, but I'm not a bad person.
I know worse.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us, John.
I don't mean worse, like plural. I just mean I know somebody worse.
So, yeah, you know one person worse, yeah. And I think he'll be out in 30 years.
Right.
But I want to thank John Lee. Great job back in studio, behind that glass, keeping us on air. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. I was okay today. I'm going to give myself a solid C-.
Nice.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll see you Monday at Saltgrass in Sugarland. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.